Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and we are ramping up for Live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 10th. We have food, we have wine, we have dancing, and we have one of the food vendors here today. We have Chris Wingate, and he is with Adelitas. And I want to say thank you so much, Chris, for coming in and doing this quick little interview with us.
My pleasure. It's always good to be here.
Now, okay, I was reading a little bit online about Adelita, and you have great Mexican food, but then agave cocktails. Could you tell me a little bit about what are agave cocktails?
So agave is a plant. If you are familiar with tequila, that is an agave plant. But agave also encompasses mezcal and ricea and some other spirits. So agave is like saying grape to wine. So when we say agave spirits, it's a variety of spirits, including tequila and mezcal and ricea, that are all made from the agave plant.
Sounds actually kind of yummy. So, and to go with some of your great food, and you've got lunch, you've got brunch, and you've got dinner. I want to talk about a few things here because something that I noticed that was kind of interesting, I've not seen this before, but for the kids, you have a peanut butter and jelly quesadilla for the kiddos?
We certainly do. Our menu is very authentic, Michoacan Mexican style, so you're not going to find a hamburger. You're not going to find a lot of things that are commonly available in some more typical Mexican restaurants. We're very authentic. That being said, children tend to be a little bit pickier with their diets, so we do want to accommodate that. So it's pretty straightforward, flour quesadilla with strawberry jam and peanut butter.
And that's good, because I like that, because as I was going through your website, I was reading, too, that it's pretty much family fare, you know, so the kiddos can be there until 9 o'clock, and then it's the adults, and we're ready to party down a little bit or have some great food and drinks, or...
So we do have a second concept, Palenque, which is right around the corner, which is our mezcaleria. It very much focuses on that other agave spirit, mezcal. That room is 21 and up. The patio for Palenque is all ages, but Adelita's has no time limits as far as children. It's not uncommon to see a kiddo sleeping in a booth, you know, if your day ran late and you need to bring the kids out late. So we don't have a time limit on Adelita's as far as the children go. The kitchen is open until 10 Sunday and Monday and 11 the rest of the week. So if you have a family that needs to eat a little bit later, we are completely family-friendly at all hours.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure a lot of people like that, because especially, too, if they want some tacos, because I know you guys do some mix and match on your tacos. Now, you've got veggie tacos, because there are a lot of people who are either going vegan or just no meat at all. But then you also have, is it called lengua or lengua?
It's pronounced lengua. The literal translation is tongue. So it is beef tongue that's cooked in a special sauce. It has an interesting texture that I equate to something like escargot. So it is a little bit squishy, and if you overthink about where it's coming from, maybe it's not your cup of tea, but it is an authentic thing that has a beautiful flavor and texture, lengua tacos. As far as our tacos go, we do mix and match. You get three with any order, and you can choose any three that you like. The one exception would be fish. We do use a whole fillet of tilapia for the fish tacos, so if you're going to do fish, you have to commit to three.
All right, and then also, too, the pineapple salad. You've got kale, pineapple, different things like that?
So that's a great example of a newer item that we have that we are trying to accommodate more towards the vegans and the vegetarians. So the veggie taco has been there for a while, and it's a great option, but the ensalada de piña, we have a new soy tostada. So there's a couple other options that are great for the vegetarians and the vegans. We're trying to be considerate of that.
Yeah, and I like that because, and also too, I saw the spinach and cheese enchilada. So you have quite a few things here. But this one, I'm going to need some help pronouncing the name. I want to say, and I'm probably going to butcher this, but is it Chavandada Dacas?
Pretty close, Chivandecas. It's basically a quesadilla, but with a corn tortilla instead of a flour tortilla. Our quesadilla comes with peppers and mushrooms, and then you can add a protein if you like. You can subtract the peppers and mushrooms. But the Chivandecas is very simple corn tortilla with cheese in the middle, similar to a quesadilla, and then you can choose to add a protein if you like.
Okay, and then your brunch, is that only on Sunday or is that Saturday as well?
Actually, our brunch items are offered all the time. There is one exception, and that is going to be the pancakes. We do make the pancake batter fresh, so those are only available during the morning hours. But you can get huevos rancheros or chilaquiles or most of our brunch or breakfast items anytime.
Okay, and the one that sounded kind of interesting to me, but it's not divorce, so it's huevos. How do you pronounce this one?
Divorciados, and actually you're right on the mark with that. This is kind of a funny item because my wife always says she will order the huevos divorciados if I spend too much time at the restaurant. What it is two fried eggs. Most people are fairly familiar with huevos rancheros, where it's covered with a mole sauce. This is the same concept, but one egg is going to be covered with our green chili, and one egg is going to be covered with our red chili.
Okay, yeah, and yeah, make some time for your wife because she might take you on. If you see her in the restaurant ordering that, you're like, okay, I know. So I was reading about this, and it talked about when it says, we chose the name Adelita to pay tribute to our mothers because Adelita symbolizes a brave, altruistic woman with an abundance of strength and courage. So how long has Adelita been around?
We just celebrated our 6th anniversary. And Adelita is an amazing story. I kind of equate her to the Mexican Rosie the Riveter or Betsy Ross. So she was a folk hero. And during the revolution, she fell in love with a sergeant in the Mexican Revolutionary Army. And instead of staying home, she decided to follow troop movements and be supportive. She would do cooking and mending and eventually became an inspiration to other women to the point where they actually started fighting. So she's kind of like the example of the altruistic woman in Mexican culture. And so that name was chosen as an honor, homage to the strong women in our life.
Do you guys have anything like social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything like that?
The Facebook is at Adelita's Cocina y Cantina Denver, or Adelita's Cocina y Cantina Denver. And then there's also a Littleton location, Adelita's Cocina y Cantina. So you can kind of, I would start with Adelita's Cocina y Cantina and kind of go down those venues or
avenues
as they were, yes. We do have an Instagram presence. It's Adelita's Denver or Adelita's Littleton, depending on the location you're interested in. While they are the same menu, we do different events and have our kind of own presence either in Littleton or on Broadway in Denver.
Okay, and you just said presence, and your presence is going to be felt at Live at the Vineyards. So I want to ask, can you give us a sneak peek of what are you guys going to be bringing this year?
We are going to be doing what everybody wants from us, which is our tacos. So we do street tacos. I expect it to be what I call our greatest hits, which is carnitas, asada, and al pastor. There has been some asking for a vegetarian presence, so I expect one of those to be swapped out. I haven't actually heard what chefs decided to do yet, so we'll see. But I would expect it to be a mixture of those four, either carne asada, which is a seasoned marinated steak with white onion and cilantro, al pastor, which is my personal favorite, which is a special marinated pork with pineapple, red onion, and cilantro. We might do pollo, which is shredded chicken with pico de gallo, or our veggie tacos, which is portobello mushrooms and sort of fajita veggies. And all that's going to be on corn tortillas, so completely gluten-free.
Okay, you're listening to this. I know you're salivating now just after hearing this, so if you want one of those tacos, you need to come to Live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 10th. Tickets are available online at kuvo.org. You can give the station a call at 303-480-9272. Thank you so much, Chris, for stopping by.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you guys at Live at the Vineyards.